proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. We continue our series regarding the great champions of the Old Testament, people of advanced age that God used to represent him during the Jewish people's time of crisis. Today we focus on the life of Moses. Almost four books in the Old Testament dealt with the life and the work of Moses. Most of the material found in the Bible focused on the final 40 years of his life, beginning from the time when God called him to deliver the Israelites from slavery in Egypt. In the 7th chapter of Acts, we find Stephen speaking before a Jewish council. He told them that, quote, "When he," that is Moses, "when he was full 40 years old, it came into his heart to visit his brethren, the children of Israel," unquote. Though Stephen provided no reason why Moses did so, the author of Exodus did indicate that Moses, quote, "looked upon their burdens," unquote, a reference to the slavery of the Israelites. The author of Exodus related how Moses had killed an Egyptian who had beaten a Hebrew. It was at that moment, perhaps, that Moses, quote, "refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter," as the writer of Hebrews chapter 11 put it. Rather, that same writer added, Moses chose to, quote, "suffer affliction with the people of God, than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season," unquote. Moses fled from Egypt into the wilderness, where he married Zipporah, a daughter of Jethro, the priest of Midian. Many years afterwards, Moses spent time watching his father-in-law's flocks on the backside of the desert. While in the wilderness, Moses received his call from God. When he turned aside to look at a burning bush, as recorded in Exodus chapter 3, God spoke unto Moses, saying, quote, "Come now therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt," unquote. Moses tried to decline that offer, offering many excuses about why he felt himself inadequate for that task. According to the 3rd chapter of Exodus, Moses even asked God, quote, "Who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt?" unquote. Nevertheless, Moses finally acquiesced and submitted to God. At the time he did so, Moses had celebrated 80 years of his life. Note that Moses did not come from a prominent Jewish family when God selected him to be his champion, nor did Moses possess unique personal traits that particularly qualified him to undertake this commission by God. Even though, according to Acts chapter 7, quote, "Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians," unquote, God did not take that into account when selecting Moses to be his great champion. Instead, God sovereignly chose Moses to serve as his instrument. When he arrived in Egypt, Moses confronted the Pharaoh, the ruler of Egypt. Moses did not allow the majesty of that monarch to intimidate him. As God told him in Exodus chapter 7, quote, "I have made thee a god to Pharaoh," unquote. Even after that ruler threatened to kill Moses and recorded in Exodus chapter 10, Moses did not give way to fear. He instead departed from Pharaoh, secure in the power of God to protect him from harm. For 40 years in the wilderness, the Israelites would observe Moses. They had the opportunity on the daily basis to ascertain the extent of Moses' commitment to follow God. They came to look at Moses as their leader. Moses, the lawgiver, showed them how God's power could transform a nondescript individual such as himself into someone who would stand up for God, into a great champion. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150. Or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.